Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Intuitive Coaching with Amy Radio with your host, Amy Tamman. For more information, visit intuitivecoachingwithamy.com.
Hello, welcome to the program. I'm Amy Tamman, and you can find me at intuitivecoachingwithamy.com. And cool topic for you today. I've been on this journey so long, and I've been teaching these manifestation concepts, and I teach a lot of different parts of manifestation based on what people need in my one-on-one sessions. But sometimes we don't talk enough about the power of our complaints and complaining. And so the topic today, turn your complaints into manifestation gold. So let's look at complaints, what it is. So a complaint is an expression of discontent, regret, pain, resentment, grief. Now, us positive thinking folk, and I know there's quite a bit of you that listen to this program, you've been practicing the law of attraction on some level, you've been manifesting on some level. Us woo-woo folk, we tend to suppress our complaints about life because we know that we create a reality based on the words that we think and the words that we speak and the thoughts that we think. And so since complaining can easily turn into a big fat negativity fest, we don't do it, or we try to suppress it. It's really a suppressing. We do it. We all know we do it. But then we feel guilty about it, and then we try to suppress it, and then we try to find the good. No, it's really good. It's really good. No. Okay. I want you to get crystal clear about what those complaints are. I tell my clients there's two types of complaining. There's unproductive complaining, and then there's productive complaining. Unproductive complaining will always keep you in a state of victimhood. It's always based on something outside of you. It's always this, the only thing that can solve the problem is some mystical, magical, and you know, I love the mystical and the magical, so I'm not using it that way. It's more like this, this thing needs to come into your life to fix it, right? Like, let's, the perfect example, people do this with the lottery. Oh, if I won the lottery, I would do X, Y, and Z, right? Oh, you know, I can't get this done. I can't get this done. But if I won the lottery, then I could do this and this. Or when I was younger, in my younger days, women would do this with weight. Okay, when I lose weight, I'm going to do this, this, and this with my life. Okay, I'm so fat. That's unproductive complaining. It puts everything way outside of you. And unproductive complaining is very disempowering. So I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about productive complaining, which is actually very empowering. It sets up a transformational moment if you use it well. If you use complaining well, if you use it productively, it really sets up a moment of growth for you. And it can speed up your manifestation game because it helps you get crystal clear about what you do not want. So when you're crystal clear about what you do not want, we flip that around, and then all of a sudden, there it is, what you want. So I say, let's start here, make a list of everything you do not want. The stuff that you're complaining about, don't let those complaints just roll through your mind. Grab a hold of them. Put them down on the paper and look at them because that's your manifestation goal. I believe, I've seen this consistently, when you're clear about what you do not want, you can instantly turn it around into what you do want. What slows down our manifestation process is we stop. We get really caught up. I want to read the notes as I wrote them. I believe what slows the manifestation process way down and slows it down in the way that it's like starts and stops. You know, there's something you want. I know my husband and I did that when we were making the move to Oakland. It was tons of starts and stops. We did this for like 6 months, starts and stops, starts and stops. Because there's a part of our human nature that's afraid to get crystal clear about what we do want. And so what, how we can kind of override that part of ourselves, and I'm going to talk a little bit about why we are afraid to get clear, you know, to claim, really, claim what we want. Why are we so afraid of that? It's scary. Because you have to really, you have to know yourself, and I think that's scary. I think the questions that come up, what if I'm wrong? What if I'm disappointed? What if there's something better? What if I can really have it? There's a very famous Marianne Williamson quote. It's, and I'll paraphrase it. It's not that we're afraid that we're not great. It's that we're most afraid that we are great. And so getting crystal clear, it's a PowerPoint, right? When you know what you want, that is a source of transformation. You can do anything with that piece of information. And it empowers you to take full and complete control and responsibility of our life. The reason why we don't want to get clear, we'd rather sit in unproductive complaining, is because we're scared to take full and complete responsibility of our lives. And what's so beautiful, when we do take responsibility for our lives, we're not alone. We got Spirit on our side to help us. So it's not like we're just charting the waters by ourselves. We've got help, and lots and lots and lots and lots and lots of help. And it's far easier than we think. But they can't intervene until we're clear, really, really clear, because clarity is a prayer in itself. The moment you get clear about what you want, you're saying, universe, I'm so open. I am so ready. I have found that the moment that people really get clear, and they will fight me in my sessions, people will fight. They'll fight that clarity moment. Get really clear. It's just around the corner. That desired outcome is just around the corner. But getting ourselves to clarity can be a big struggle because of all those questions and the limiting beliefs. And I really just think it's a part of the human condition. So the way we override that condition is to look at what's not working. Use our complaints to catapult us into the next phase of our life. Look at everything we're complaining about. What's not working in our life? Write it down. Start with this statement, I do not want, and just see what comes up. And then from that perspective, you can flip it around. Well, I don't want this, but I want this, right? You can flip that statement around and get crystal clear about what you do want. So I did this exercise last night, and I've been in the manifest, as I said, I've been in this game a while, and I was reintroduced to this exercise got some ebook. It's fantastic. This woman is fantastic. And so I was doing this last night during the Warriors game. My husband has decided he's really into the Warriors. And I want to sit and be there with him because I think it's cool he's into a sport. And you know, it's like a little party. But I do my self-work during the Warriors game. And so I did this last night. And so I started with everything I don't want. And I didn't realize how much there was that I didn't want, that I had been complaining about. So that in itself was very freeing. So start with what you do not want. Just make a full-on list. Don't censor yourself. It doesn't have to make any sense to anybody but you and God. And then from there, break it down. Well, these are all the things I don't want. So one of the things I wrote down, one of my goals this year is to go to multiple Dave Matthews shows. And so I have not put together my plan. So I do not want that I don't have a plan for my Dave Matthews band shows. So then it helped me get really clear, what do I want? I want to have a plan in place. And so then from there, this is the great thing about doing this exercise, then you can say, okay, when am I going to put that plan in place? Okay, Saturday afternoon, I'm going to sit down, put some good music on, put some Dave Matthews on, I'm going to look at these tour dates. I'm going to look at what I want to do and put a plan together. That's when things start to happen. That's when synchronicities show up. And then the next step, if you look at that and say, well, why haven't I put the plan together? If you really want to get 2.0 with this next step, well, why haven't I put the plan together? Oh, I've got some blocks there. I've got some insecurities. I've got some fears. And then you work through that. You can do your EFT. You can do releasing work. You can do some forgiveness work. You work through those blocks. Then stuff starts to happen. So don't be scared of your complaints, assuming that you are using them for your highest and greatest good. Do this exercise. Start with what you do not want. Move into what you do want. Ask yourself why you haven't been, what's blocking you from getting there, and get going. And you will see that your desired outcome manifests far faster than you spending 6, 7, 8 months, a year, 3 years, a lifetime for some people. They've been complaining about the same thing for a lifetime, and they never really get clear about what it is that they want. I see, again, let's go back to weight, because that's been a thing that's been a part of my life. And I always wind up with friends who are struggling with the same thing, like attracts like. And all the times we talked about weight and complained about weight, we never said what we really did want. Yeah, there was this thought like, oh, when I, you know, I had a friend, she'd always say, when I get skinny. But what does skinny mean to you, right? So that's that getting clear about what you actually do want. What's you at your best? What is that desire? What does it look like? And get specific with it. And the more that you get specific with it, it happens. And then it puts you in a place where you are in the driver's seat of your life. So that is my show on how to use your complaints and turn them into manifesting gold. And it really is truly alchemy. So you've been listening to Intuitive Coaching with Amy Radio. I'm Amy Tamman. You can find me at intuitivecoachingwithamy.com. And if you like this program, please review it on iTunes or tell a friend. And until next time, take care of yourself.